Well, this is my favorite time of the day in studio. I am your host, Annette Weiser. Actually, I'm the co-host for Mike Hassler from Green Light Cinema. Unbelievable, knowledgeable. We welcome you back for your monthly podcast, Mike.
Always a pleasure. One of my favorite things to do every month.
The film flam man, that's what I call him. Hey, Mike, you got some big news to share with the Radio St. Pete listeners. Let's share it.
We do. We've been working on this for 4 or 5 months now. So we're taking over the space next door that used to be Hops 2.0. We're opening a place called the Green Light Lounge and Kitchen. And we're pretty close. We've been kind of battling the city a little bit in the last few months. But I think within the next 2 to 3 weeks, we'll be opening. The place is completely transformed. It looks terrific, and we're very, very excited about this.
It's going to be beer and wine in every iteration. Tell us a little bit about who's running the kitchen.
So we, you know, as folks know, we Eugenie Vondermont runs her acting studio, and Ro Escobar is one of the who helps Eugenie there. She's one of the teachers there, and her mom is Argentinian, and her mom is a cook, and so they're taking over the kitchen for us, and we're going to have kind of an Argentinian flair to our elevated bar food.
Salsa night Green Light Lounge and
they
Kitchen.
They make the most incredible empanadas. So we may become the empanada capital of St. Pete, too, which would be interesting.
Well, you are the independent film capital, but, you know, you've got a lot going on. I want to just also mention that Green Light Cinema is now a nonprofit officially. Tell us a little bit about that journey.
It finally came through. It took us about a year and a half. It was complicated because of, you know, we're an LLC. So that's now locked into place, and it was necessary. This is still remains a challenging business, but we felt it was the right move for us. So that's now officially 100% in place.
I encourage you guys to sign up for the newsletter and follow them on social. You can also see all of the films that are coming up on our LinkedIn Let's Go. So let's get right into it, Mike. What is on the screen?
So right now we are finishing up Blue Moon, which is the film with Ethan Hawke, the Richard Linklater film. And then The Mastermind opens a Friday.
What's that about?
It's a kind of a thriller heist pick with Josh O'Connor. Played all the major festivals. So that opens on Friday. And then next Friday we have It Was Just an Accident, which won the Palme d'Or at Cannes. And it's a Iranian film. And so that that'll be in the running for multiple Oscars when we get to the end of the year.
I'm excited about Nuremberg. Tell our listeners a little bit about
Nuremberg
that.
Is a brand new film, too. I can see him, and I can't think of his name. It's a big cast. Rami Malek's in it,
right.
And Russell Crowe, and it's about the Nuremberg trials, kind of apropos for the times we live in. That's all I'm going to say politically. So we have that, and then Sentimental Value comes after that. It's another film that's on every list for the year-end award season. That was by the director who did The Worst Person in the World a couple of years ago, which is one of the my favorite films that we played.
I love Fairyland. I can't wait to see it.
Fairyland,
I've been reading about it.
Yeah.
Tell our listeners about that.
So Fairyland is it was a kind of a COVID film. It got lost, but we're going to bring it in for 3 or 4 screenings. It's about a guy whose wife dies, and he moves to San Francisco with his daughter, and he discovers that he's gay, and it's really about her. Or he realizes that he's gay, it's about him and his daughter and how they grow up and the environment that they come in. So it's kind of it's pretty exclusive for us. It's not playing in a lot of theaters. So I like the feel of it, and we're going to take a shot at it.
Well, before we get into your partnerships and clubs, I want to do an homage to Diane Keaton.
Okay. Yeah.
Keaton, tell us your experience and your feelings about this, and I'm going to share one of mine, because I wouldn't be here today without her.
Really?
She is my fashion icon, and also it's okay to be a quirky woman.
It is. Well, she's, you know, the thing about Diane Keaton for me is that she was just utterly original. There was nobody like her before or after, and, you know, the stuff that she did with Woody Allen and obviously The Godfather and First Wives Club. She's an icon. You know, what can you say about Diane Keaton? One of the best.
La-dee-da. We will miss you, RIP. Let's move into the partnerships that you've got going on with clubs and things. Let's start with 50 Years, Rocky Horror, Hell on Wheels. Now, you have been doing this for a while, so give our listeners a little recap on that.
So every second Saturday, we do the Rocky Horror Picture Show with a local group called Hell on Heels. And it's a whole thing. They come in. We got a big cast. They're running around. Everybody's dressed up. We sell it out every second Saturday night. In October, we did two shows, sold them both out. They're just the best people. We love the relationship we have with them. They just did a thing at the Straz.
They did.
They were the cast for the Straz with Barry Bostwick and a couple other people from the cast. So we're really grateful to have them, and it's just a really fun event.
You also, we talked with Rui Farias folks about our city, our airport with Walt Driggers, and you're going to be, it's sold out at the Palladium.
It's sold out at Greenlight. In fact, I heard from Walt today, and we're going to try to find some more dates.
It's also on the 19th at the St. Petersburg Museum of History.
Okay.
So let us know, and we'll let people know. This is really an incredible thing. Talk to us about La Satima Club.
La Satima is kind of a satellite thing that we do over in Tampa. It's a little wine club over there, and we've been doing it for, I don't know, about six months. We're doing Fantastic Mr. Fox. And it's kind of like what we do at Web City at Green Bench, and we're doing Spinal Tap in November.
So cultish films.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a different way. And, you know, like at Web City, you're in the wine cooler. So it's a little chilly, but it's, you know, we've been doing that for a year and a half. People love it. We sell it out every time. So it's, you know, we like to kind of step out a little bit and get out there.
Another fabulous club that you host is the VHS Club. And what are you doing this month?
Battle Royale, which is kind of a classic Japanese thriller. What did we do last month? We did, there's so many films. I can't remember. But we do it every third Saturday with the VHS Club. Culty, you know, it's most of the time it's kind of 80s schlocky stuff. But it's fun. It's a great crowd.
Schlock is my thing. Second Screen, tell us about that.
Second Screen is another one that we do every month. We're doing Ravenous. There is the third Thursday of every month. And Second Screen is also, we just did the Twilight Zone last Saturday.
Tell us about that party.
What a great event. We had never done anything like this before. Right. Well, Paul Wilson did the voiceover for us for all of our advertising.
He was Rod Serling?
He did. Yeah, it was great. And so we used the kitchen next door, and it was this big thing, and you got a gourmet meal, and we were watching Twilight Zone episodes, and there were cocktails and desserts, and everybody had a blast. It was one of the best events we did there.
Favorite Twilight Zone episode? Mine is the one with the monkey on the airplane wing.
That's
what's yours?
Mine, too. I was just going to say this. I can't think of the name of it, but yeah, that's the one with William Shatner.
With William Shatner.
Yeah, that's a classic.
It is a classic. You know, I still see monkeys on airplane wings. All right. And then finally, our friends, we can't wait to have Dom back in studio with us. Dominic Hoerth, our book guy. Book and Bottle is a wonderful partner. And the Page to Picture, what is this next November screening?
Little Women. So this is another, place that we do kind of collaborations with. And so they have this whole thing where you buy the ticket and you get the book and then we show the film and everybody talks about it. It's a perfect event for next door when we're open. So, all of this kind of stuff, you know, to have that space next door now is going to kind of give us a bigger canvas and give us more space to be able to one-stop shopping, I like to say, because people are always like, where do we go before or after? And now it's right next door. Come on in. So we're really excited about it.
And for those of you who don't know, Greenlight Cinema is also home to Eugenie Bondurant and Mary Rachel Quinn. And their wonderful Station 12 studio. That dates back, 3 years now? 4 years?
3 years.
Three and a half years, right?
Yeah. I mean, we're doing a little kind of bridge thing where some 4 week stuff around the holidays, and then in January we're gonna use the lounge also, so we're gonna do some teaching over there. We're gonna expand the roster. We're gonna probably have 6 or 7 classes starting in January.
Improv showcase at the new Greenlight Lounge and Kitchen. Mike, tell people where you're located, and then we're gonna just talk a little bit about what 2026 is looking like. You're located at
We're at 221 and now 225 Second Avenue North. And at greenlightstpete.com is where you can go see all the films and all the stuff that we're doing.
What are you excited about that's coming up that you're hoping to book for 2026 and also December?
You know, right, this is our time of the year because it's everybody's positioning for the award season. So December, and everybody's kind of positioning. So we've got The Secret Agent definitely in December.
Yay.
Yeah. And we're working on other films. And then that'll take us January, February, March. The Snowbirds are here. We, you know, we'll do a lot of films that'll be getting Oscar looks.
You know, I want to thank you, Mike. I know that you've been here now with Greenlight Cinema. How many years since you started?
5 years.
5 years. What do you hope to see for yourself for the next 5 years?
You know, this was a challenge because of the circumstances that we came into.
COVID.
We walked into it right during COVID. And the movie business is not what the movie – we've lost 30% of the audience, period. And so I like to think that we're going to kind of figure out what the business is in the next 5 years, right? I think it's going to be more of a boutique. It's more like what happened with bookstores after Amazon wiped out bookstores. Now you've got Tombolo. And you've got – what's this new one that just opened up?
It's the Book Lounge that's going to be Books and Games.
Book Lounge just opened up and Book and Bottle. And those guys are working within their own community. You kind of mind your patch, right? You want to stay with your community and build an audience.
And what I – it was so funny because Wendy Wesley was here from St. Pete Eats. And you look at each other and you go, I know you. And she goes, we go to the movies. They're all the – you know. And I had – the fact of the matter, Mike, is you have created with Paul Wilburn and Eugenie and Book and Bottle and Web City, you've created a community of arts and culture for film. And one by one, it's not about the big film festivals that come to town.
No.
You have created a web of entertainment that's immersive in new ways.
Well, I appreciate that. And again, the lounge gives us an opportunity to do live. We're going to definitely do comedy. We're going to do improv. A lot of our students have already been all over me like, well, we want to do a show.
We want to do a live podcast.
We could do a live podcast.
We want to do a live podcast. Tim, you in? Producer, yeah. Tim, audio engineer today. We love him so much.
And we're talking about music, live music, and the festivals are everybody's calling me. I talked to the MFA last week, and American Stage and I are talking about doing stuff with them. We do. Oh, the other one that's not on here is Free Fall.
Matthew McGee.
Yeah, Matt's the best. That whole group over there, they are the real deal. Free
Fall.
And
another podcaster for Radio St. Pete, which is why we got Best of the Bay, because of our podcasters like Mike and Matthew.
Yeah, I mean,
and Paul Wilburn and Eugenie.
Paul and Eugenie, and we, you know, so we're, you know, they help us, we help them, and it's a network. We're trying to connect people and create an audience that goes across film and acting and music and all of that stuff. And again, the lounge just gives us a much bigger canvas. I mean, we have we're going to have a commercial movie theater and a bar and a restaurant. And so one-stop shopping, I like to say.
Very big city. Very big city.
We're trying.
I hope that you show some French films. I'm dying to – you know, I used to go in New York. I don't remember the theater that was down in the Village, but it showed – I saw La Belle et la Bête there.
Yeah, sure.
I would love to see Cocteau films.
Well, you know, we've talked to Cognac about doing French films and something with, you know,
yes,
some kind of back.
Fiona Franchet can come and sing in her French. She does.
Sure.
She does Edith Piaf. But I remember as a young person that experience of going into a Greenlight Cinema.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It stuck with me to the point where, like, I almost wanted to major in film and film history. So I think you're cultivating, as more people move here, fleeing New York City, fleeing the big cities. I think you're going to have a new audience.
We kind of always knew what we are, right? And I knew what we wanted to do, and it was to be a downtown art house cinema, and we have absolutely achieved that. And you know, despite all the challenges, in the business. And one of the things that, because when we opened, I had to find creative ways to keep the doors open. So now we have an acting studio and we have all this other stuff going on, and it's all starting to gel a little bit. And we're 2026, we're really excited about, because we have this bigger canvas to kind of bring people in.
If you've just joined us, I'm your host, Annette Weiser. I'm here with the Film Flam man, the man who knows everything about films to know, Mike Haslett. Big news, Greenlight Cinema, the perfect downtown art house, is also opening this month. Stay tuned. Greenlight Lounge and Kitchen next door. Mike, let's talk a little bit about commercial films coming out. I got to ask you about Wicked for the Good. I still haven't watched Wicked. I'm going to try to watch Wicked. What is going on? What's coming out that you're even least bit interested in the regular, the dinner movie theaters that I hate to go to?
I was interested in the Springsteen film, but I haven't seen it, and now I'm not sure.
I don't know if I want to see somebody be Bruce, but he's supposed to be good, though.
Yeah, right? It's supposed to be a pretty good film, but it's a dark period of his life, and it hasn't been received well. Yeah, it's when he does Nebraska. Right. It hasn't been received well. I don't know. When you talk about Greenlight, it's a different experience than when you go to the big chain.
Intimate.
We care about films. They're just being told what to show from the head guys in New York LA. And, you know, that's just not what we're interested in. And we're trying to bring films that in the past you would never be able to see here. And we've definitely succeeded with that. We bring really interesting stuff and a lot of times exclusive, and we're going to continue in that vein.
I mean, Eleanor was – I mean, you couldn't even – it was so, I saw it, and it was wonderful. And now it's elsewhere, but everyone – I mean, to have Eleanor here.
Eleanor the Great, June Squibb, she might get an Oscar nomination.
She might get an Oscar, but see it at Greenlight Cinema – there were a lot of people that were Holocaust survivors were there. It was very, very touching. So, Mike, I want to thank you about this. But before we go, this is going to air after Halloween. I got to talk about your favorite Halloween movie.
My favorite Halloween movie.
I'll go first while you're thinking. Hocus Pocus with my friend Kathy Najimy from San Diego. Love, 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 love it. Hate the second one. Love the first one.
That's a classic. I go more towards Charlie Brown's Halloween, whatever, you know, with Linus and the patch. That's kind of my – we don't really lean into that stuff so much, and you know.
I knew. You're such a schmush. You're such a schmushy, lovey person. Oh, my God. What is your wife's favorite movie?
Halloween movie?
Any movie.
You know what her favorite movie is? What? Life is Beautiful.
No wonder she married you.
Right? That's her favorite, you know, with what's his name? I can never think. But anyways, that's her favorite film. Yeah. So, you know, we're all over the map.
I love that.
My favorite movie is Local Hero. Have you ever seen Local Hero?
What is that?
Local Hero is a film from 81, 82. Burt Lancaster, Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits did the soundtrack. Wow. They're in Scotland. It's a beautiful film. I haven't played it yet, but I'm going to at some point.
The Piano.
Piano's a great film.
Piano. And the music, I have the score. The music was just phenomenal.
Yeah.
And it was, I think, one of Gene Hackman's most phenomenal roles.
Well, and the thing about those films, you know, those were art house films that were mainstream, you know, the Piano and now that's not what's happening.
Right.
You know, those films go to the AMCs and nobody sees them there.
Right.
And they'll – like I'm getting Mastermind on Friday. It opened in AMCs last week. My people will wait, and they'll see it at Greenlight. And that's kind of how I play that game.
It's because you're popcorn.
It's the popcorn's good too, right?
It's your popcorn.
And the butter.
The butter.
Real butter.
And also Zach, who works there. We love Zach, and shout out to him. So, folks, listen, we love having Mike here. Mike, congratulations on all the news, the next-door restaurant and lounge, the nonprofit status for Greenlight Cinema. You have held this together for 5 years, and we'd love to support you. We're thrilled to have you as a partner for Radio St. Pete.
Well, I appreciate it. It is. We're excited. We feel like this is going to bring us to the next level.
So for Greenlight Cinema, Mike Haslett and Annette Weiser, aloha to next time.
Yeah, we'll see you next time. Thank you.